Biblical Manhood Through the Lens of David. Today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. Your time is valuable, so we appreciate you spending a few moments with the show today. As always, like, share, subscribe, and leave a review if you like what you hear. Today, we continue our look at biblical manhood through the example of King David. David had his ups and downs, but he was described as a man after God's own heart. What a compliment! As we set out to be faithful to God, we can only hope to be described in the same manner. David sets a prime example of what manhood is supposed to look like. Interestingly enough, he does a good job of defining it as he shares some of his last words with his son Solomon. We find these words in 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. Specifically, I want us to hear what David has to say in verses 2 and 3. "I'm about to go the way of all the earth," he said. "So be strong, act like a man, and observe what the Lord your God requires. Walk in obedience to him and keep his decrees and commands, his laws and regulations, as written in the law of Moses. Do this so that you may prosper in all you do and wherever you go." David charges Solomon to demonstrate strength. Strength is a foundation of true manhood. However, this isn't a do it my way or try harder type of strength. Instead, David makes it clear that this type of strength is found in obedience to God. As David's life shows, it's impossible for a man to be obedient to God without being masculine. So his life teaches us several things. The first is that men are called to kill lions and bears. We know that in David's youth, he was known as a shepherd and for killing lions and bears. While you may not be known for the same, God does have challenges for you. As a man, we're not to shy away from a challenge. In fact, challenges stretch you and prepare you for what lies ahead. So as a man, you are called to step into challenge, even those challenges that may appear too much for you. It is important for a man to learn to press through difficulty, even when he feels as though the task may be impossible. Because remember, all is possible with God. Second, the example of David reveals that a man is to run toward the battle. Passivity is one of the main enemies of biblical manhood, and it's prevalent in society today. But a man is not to hide or shrink away. Instead, a man is to run toward a challenge. This is one way that a man can demonstrate his leadership, his protection, and his provision in all the areas of his life. Is he moving toward the action or away from it? God calls you to move towards it. Third, as we have mentioned before, crisis will come and challenge will come. However, in those moments, leaders don't panic. Crisis will not only reveal your character, but it will also reveal your capacity. God calls men to keep their head, to trust in Him, and to be anxious for nothing. Time that is spent panicking is wasted time. Next, a man is called to do the hardest thing first. Leaders ask, what needs to be done? They don't wait for someone else to do it. True men are willing to do the dirty jobs and to do them well. Procrastination promotes passivity. This is not the path that God calls men to. Instead, we are called to lead and lead with authority. Lastly, the life of David reveals that a man is to keep his commitments. Psalm 15:1 says this, "Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live on your holy mountain?" In other words, David is saying, who can draw near to the Lord? And this question is answered in Psalm 15:4, when David says, "Who keeps? It is he who keeps an oath, even when it hurts, and does not change their mind." So in other words, he's saying men that keep their oath, that do what they say they're going to do and don't change their mind, those are the men that can dwell with God. Men today struggle with commitments, but this isn't what God intended. David demonstrated his leadership by keeping his commitments, and this is what God has called us to as well. Above all, men are called to be obedient. These are the last words that David left to Solomon, and last words are very important. A man after God's own heart doesn't just demonstrate his leadership occasionally. He's faithful to love God through obedience continually. So, Coach, how do you approach a challenge? And are you providing challenges for your players? Do you run towards an issue or away from it? What your young men see, they will do. In tough moments, are you cool and collected? Are you faithful to your word? These important aspects to biblical manhood, players need to see. And I believe that you, Coach, are up for the challenge. Above all, be obedient to the task that God has called you to, because He's called you to it for a purpose. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.